Some beneficial rain fell across portions of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, and that has helped to ease some of the dryness in some key crop areas. But in the meantime, the southwestern portions of the region are continuing to suffer from lack of moisture. Most of the weekend precipitation largely missed. Places like Kansas and Missouri and central Illinois, even south interior southwestern portions of Indiana. There was also a lack of rain in Michigan, and there was also limited amounts in parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. So as we've gone through these past few days, we've heard a lot about the showers and thunderstorms that occurred over the weekend, and certainly there was some beneficial rains that occurred in quite a few locations. I don't want to slight that, but there are still a fair number of locations across the Midwest that are still hurting for moisture, and the drought is definitely not over. We do expect to see temperatures staying warm this week from Montana down into parts of Texas, Arkansas, even Missouri. Temperatures will be running in the 90s and possibly over 100 degrees on a fairly frequent basis across these states, and we'll likely see a limited amount of rainfall in those areas as well. So ongoing concern over the dryness in those areas, as well as livestock stress, and also some continued concern about the range and pasture conditions and the lack of hay that's likely to be generated over the next few weeks. We'll watch in the Midwest some additional improvement in crop conditions, though. Most of the region that received significant rainfall over the weekend will also experience some cooler bias temperatures this week, which will help to benefit those crops and allow for the moisture to stay in the soil for a longer period of time, and certainly help to support better crop development potential. Some of those greater rain amounts that occurred across parts of the region included a fair amount of east central sections of Iowa, and we saw another area in Indiana and parts of Ohio that all received some significant rains, as well as a few random locations in parts of Minnesota. Anyway, the precipitation was certainly welcome in those areas that received it, and those areas I just mentioned all had 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rain. Carbondale, Illinois had over 3 inches of rain, and so there were certainly some areas that did benefit greatly from the weekend pattern. The cooler temperatures that are in place right now will be with us for the majority of the coming week. We're not expecting to see a big warm-up across northern or eastern portions of the Midwest, at least not until this time next week. So the milder conditions will likely help to conserve that moisture, like I said, but it's still August, and we're still going to see evaporation take place. There's a couple of weather disturbances that will come across the region, though, that will help to reinforce the rains that occurred over the weekend. No big soaking is necessarily going to occur, but we do expect another disturbance, especially during midweek, that will come in across the Midwest and help to add a little bit more moisture on top of that which occurred over the weekend. This disturbance will likely be in the northwestern Corn Belt late Tuesday going into Wednesday, and it'll come across the eastern Midwest probably Wednesday late and on into Thursday and early Friday. We'll likely see a lot of quarter to three-quarter inch amounts of rain from the Dakotas over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. But again, the southwestern portions of the region will not do very well, with parts of Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska probably getting less than a half inch of moisture. The temperatures will stay as they are, and like I said, and we'll probably not see a tremendous change in that situation until next week. But right before we start to get warmer air in the Midwest, we're going to see one more storm system possibly. That is slated for the early to middle part of next week. We could see some significant amounts of rain in that event, but mostly in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.